You're listening to Saxophone à la Primidi on the CITR 101.9 FM. And you just heard La Flûte de Cayenne from Latin American Dances for Saxophone and Piano. So today's episode is the precursor to Saxophone La Nuit Tonight, which will focus on ska. So I was inspired to do this after going to the recent 100 Gex performance in Vancouver. But I'll talk a bit more about that after we listen to this sax solo from The Outlaw by Prince Buster. This is called The Baddest. Was saying was I was inspired to do an episode on ska, and maybe I did a little bit of reggae the other month on Saxophone La Nuit, but I was inspired to do ska because I went to the 100 Gex and Machine Girl concert in Vancouver recently, and you know, they like to dabble in ska, but I can't say I'm a huge fan of what they're putting out there in that genre or some sub-genre of it. You know, like, I've got one of their tunes on the playlist here, Frog on the Floor. And, you know, you can give it a listen, you can review it, you can critique it if you like it, no shade. But, you know, There's a lot of good ska out there. For example, you know, even No Doubt gives some good ska. And, you know, Sublime too. But if you go back, there is a wealth of ska, reggaeton, reggae to listen to. By black artists, South American artists, Caribbean artists, too. But this is a tune I've been recently jamming to, You Ain't Livin' by Andre Crouch. So we'll listen to that, and then, yeah, on the playlist we've got some really cool albums that I found that are kind of like reggae, ska, genre based. And I have some questions. So, you know, if you're listening and you have the answer to some of these questions that I might pose later, please enlighten me.
You ain't living until you've met the Savior. Had a personal experience with the Savior. Living until you've met the Savior. Until you've answered his call. You ain't living at all. You may have success and worldwide fame. This world may be impressed by your great name. You may be a millionaire, but the Father may
my life was filled with loneliness. No trace of joy, no trace of happiness. But when I open up my heart and let Christ in, new life for me began. Just like a log, I was drifting in the sea. I was on my way without a destiny. But when I opened up my heart and let Christ in, new life for me began. Now I can tell the world, you ain't living until you met the Savior. Had a personal experience with the Savior. Living until you met the Savior.
Got this album queued up. Let me just tell you a little bit about it. It's called The Birth of Trojan and came out in 2002. Features various artists and it's under the reggae genre. And on this album we have Duke Reed's All Stars, Roland, Alfonso, and the Supersonics, Tony and Dennis, Tommy McCook, Supersonics, the Three Tops. But how I found this album was they have Phyllis Dillon, whom I love. They also have the Jamaicans, and yeah, some of the pioneers of the genre, if you will. But this came out in 2002. And I guess this reggae, I would call this like pre-ska, because it's not as fast. It's still pretty chill. But yeah, there's a nice saxophone solo in this, which is why I added it to the playlist.
Thank you.
Alonzo, who you're listening to on the saxophone right now. He's a Jamaican tenor saxophonist, founding member of the Scatolites. So, very important figure in the development of ska. And he recorded with Island Records. And yeah, the Scatolites were founded kind of in the 60s and rocked all the way until the late 90s. It's Roland Alfonso on the saxophone. So this next tune is called Ghost Dance, and it's by Prince Buster.
Ghost Dance.
And it's from an album called Judge Dredd. And I thought this was interesting because I like the movie Judge Dredd. And when I tried to Google Judge Dredd, because this album is called Judge Dredd, Judge D-R-E-A-D, rather than Judge Dredd, like the movie, The Cop, that I just thought it was interesting because I couldn't find anything in the Judge Dredd that's playing here right now. But I did find a lot of pictures of The Cop, Judge Dredd, from the movie. But this is from 1967. This album, Judge Dredd. And that's kind of all the info I could find on this album, really. It's called Judge Dredd by Prince Buster, and it's also kind of called Rock Steady. And it says Jamaican Pride on the album cover. And if you've listened to any previous episodes on my show, I kind of talked about the ghost dance and how it's a traditional Native American dance where the community will kind of come together and dance for long hours, and you can break free from the ghost dance, improvise, and then come back to the dance circle. Something Anthony Braxton sort of explores in a lot of his compositions, also using the tricentric model. But yeah, this Ghost Dance by Prince Buster, and he also has another tune, Judge Dredd Dance, on the album. Just play a little excerpt of that, I guess. So I guess one of my questions is, who is Judge Dredd?
I have before me 700 letters asking pardon.
And I don't mean the cop.
And George, come and flee. Well, I've decided to grant them pardon under certain conditions. They must report to the probation officer every morning. And they must be of good behavior for the next 5 years. No more shooting, no more looting, no more boom chowing. And if they come back before me for the same charge, I wouldn't say what I'll do. And for celebration, I've brought for them today a freedom man by the name of Brother Rico. Now play Madison harder, play. Judge Dredd, and if I leave this chair, and some down to dance. I let it look shame. I'm a judge, but I know to dance.
This seems to be a different Judge Dredd, so curious about that. I guess an interesting thing that I might talk about on Saxophone La Nuit tonight is the relationship with reggae and New York and the UK, or ska. It seemed like there was a lot of interest in like the indie rock scene, and then we kind of got a new wave of indie punk ska. For example, kind of the Strokes, No Doubt, for sure, the band. I guess we have 100 Gecs now, but even if you go to Apple Music and sort of look up one of their curated playlists for ska, you get Classic Ska Essentials, which have a lot of the older American, South American, Black, Caribbean artists who kind of founded the genre, and then you kind of get Ska Punk Essentials, which have a lot of white artists, and I was surprised at like the amount of like UK artists that were on this playlist. Sublime is on there too, and it's interesting. Yeah, and one of the descriptions for No Doubt's one of their earlier albums in 1995 called Tragic Kingdom is on Apple Music. It's ska grooves make it to the mainstream thanks to big hits and Gwen's star power. So I guess thank you, Gwen Stefani, for bringing ska grooves to the mainstream. Happy she could do that for the genre. But what else do I have? I found this one song under reggae, came out in 2015. It's a single called When It's Right by Roy Pantone and Yvonne Harrison. And the label is called Skinny Boy Records. Skinny Boy Records. BWOY. I thought that was funny. And yeah. But that was The Birth of Trojan Again, a song from that. But back to this album that I really enjoy, by Prince Buster as well, but this one is called The Outlaw. And I discovered this album, and I love this album. I'll just rewind for this so we can get the cool intro there. called Al Capone. And this album, listed under reggae, came out in 1969. So right at the cusp of our spiritual enlightenment in the 70s. But yeah, I like this album, and I'm a huge fan of Prince Buster now, so... list for you some of the tracks on this album, because there seems to be a theme with the law in a lot of this reggae and ska from the 70s. We've got the first track is called Gun the Man Down, the second track The Baddest, which we listened to, and then we've got Cincinnati Kid, we've got The Sermon, we're listening right now to Al Capone. Others, Happy Reggae, Hold Them, The Outlaw, Burke's Law. So, so we're going to take a quick ad break, and then we will be back with Saxophone a la Harper Midi, and later tonight, Saxophone La Nuit at 11 p.m. if you're interested in jamming out to some more ska, or just R&B, reggae, reggaeton. I'll talk a little bit about the playlist to come after this ad break.
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
CITR is powered by Guayaki Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaki Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaki is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaki.com, GUAYAKI.com to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rock with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek coffee today.
You're listening to Saxophone à la Primidi on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And this is from Lord Creator, Ska's the Limit, 1959 to 1964. This track is called Independent Jamaica.
Now independence is good for the young and the old, also for me and you. Yes, independence is great for the whole population, including your children too. So I believe that if we try our best, it will be a great success. So let us live in unity for progress and prosperity. Let's go! Independent Jamaica!
So tonight, Saxophone Lenwe, 11 p.m., we're going to play some ska hits. Maybe not hits. We're going to explore that genre. If ska interests you, I would encourage you to tune in. Might have some exclusive content from the recent 100 Gex concert that was held here in Vancouver for the young crowd of gamers and internet. I don't know. Anyways, what I have here is, I guess, a lot of Jamaican music from the early 70s, late 60s, and sort of like the founding tracks to the ska genre. But I still have a lot of questions kind of about reggae and ska, like, you know, what did New York do to reggae? What did the UK do to reggaeton? What's with all of this, these references to the law and cops? And, you know, I think we kind of know the answer to an extent. But I'm also curious why ska became such a popular genre and influenced artists like No Doubt, Gwen Stefani, The Strokes, 100 Gex, Sublime. But I found this music from this artist, Prince Buster.
The Ten Commandments of Man.
And his stuff is just really interesting. This is one of his tracks called The Ten Commandments of Man.
Thou shalt have no other man but me.
But I also have this track called Nobody Does It Better by Mint Condition from the Mint Factory.
Step, step in it,
good saxophone feature on here. It's kind of in the beginning there. But who I really want to play is Liam Bailey. It's one of my favorite tracks from his album Encandeo, and he talks about New York in his music, which I feel like might be important for tonight's discussion.
Self-reflection every day.
Tragedy befallen, we could not try find the beauty. No one believes me. Then the fallen times again. Then came the dreaded woe. Hit the floor, let it go. We could try pleading for gold with a high note. Say goodbye, say goodbye, say goodbye, fame. Say goodbye to you. Don't blame New York again. Say goodbye, say goodbye, say goodbye, fame. Say goodbye to you. Don't blame New York, my friend.
Listening to Don't Blame New York by Liam Bailey from the album Encandeo on saxophone, Alla Permitti, the CITR 101.9. Tune in tonight to Saxophone La Nuit to hear more of this album, and also to hear FKA Twigs 100 Gex, I guess. Bad Bunny, Sublime, no doubt. And more of what we listened to today. But just wanted to talk a little bit about ska and, you know, what New York and the UK did to reggae and reggaeton, and kind of talk about that. But some other tunes I have on the list here is like The Modern Age by The Strokes. I know for a fact that they did have like a reggae influence. I don't think their music necessarily reflects that, but I thought this tune was the closest I could find. It's kind of like ska. But I was saying a little bit earlier, if you just kind of do like Apple Music deep dive into ska, you can find the classics, classic ska essentials, you know, which has a lot of the original founders, for example, Roland Alfonso, saxophonist we listened to earlier from the album The Birth of Trojan. You can find him on that playlist a lot, and also the Skatalites, which he helped found in the late 60s. But then you can also find ska punk essentials, which has No Doubt on it, Sublime on it. And yeah, there's kind of like, there's this ska punk era, which I find interesting. And I think it was in New York and the UK where this kind of flourished. But yeah, and you know, Gwen Stefani is praised for bringing ska grooves to the mainstream, which is something that could be discussed. But yeah, I just have some questions. I'm like, who is Judge Dredd? Not the Judge Dredd from the cop movie, but the Judge Dredd that Prince Buster talks about and named an album after. The album is called, this is album by Prince Buster. This album is called Judge Dredd, featuring Prince Buster, Jamaica's Pride, Rock Steady, and then on the bottom, Hush Up. And yeah, I couldn't find a lot of info about this album other than the track list, which starts off with Judge Dredd. And this came out in 1967, but it's listed under reggae and Apple Music. But we've got Judge Dredd, the first album. We've got some love songs. We've got Ghost Dance. We've got The Appeal. We've got Dark Street, Judge Dredd Dance, and he also does a version of A Change Is Gonna Come. So, but he also has ska and rocksteady albums out. So, Prince Buster. But yeah, I was at the 100 Gex concert, and I just thought it was interesting what has become of this genre. For example, this is Frog on the Floor by 100 Gex.
He's been chilling in the basement for a minute.
But yeah, we can listen to this maybe a little bit. I can't tell if this track is a joke or if it's real. But yeah. Anyways, this is A Change Is Gonna Come by Prince Buster. Thanks for tuning in to Saxophone à la Primitive on CITR 101.9 FM. Tune in tonight for Saxophone La Nuit.
I was born by the river in a little tent long, and like that river since. It's been a long time coming, and I know change must come. It's been too hard living, cause I don't know what's up there beyond that sky. Sam would say,
to Saxophone à la Primitive. Tune in tonight, 11 p.m. Saxophone, La Nuit.
Baby, won't you please come home? I want to romance you. Tell me that your love is true. Baby, let me hold your hand. I'll be your lover, man. Your love is true.